Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Though you might have heard alarming news about antibiotic-resistant bacteria, do you stop and think when you're prescribed antibiotics whether you need them or not?
Apparently, half of all prescribed antibiotics are unnecessary. But consider that people use less than 20% of all antibiotics produced each year, because more than 80%, or 28 million pounds, are used on farm animals.
This massive amount of antibiotics is not used to treat sick animals. Instead, subtherapeutic levels are routinely injected or added to animal water and feed to boost livestock weight. This is to compensate for the unsanitary pack conditions of American commercial farms.
It's the perfect petri dish to produce resistant bacteria. As bacteria multiply in these tight, unsanitary conditions, the animals, which include poultry, pigs, and cattle, are routinely treated with common human antibiotics, including millions of pounds of penicillin.
Studies show this long-term subtherapeutic level of antibiotics is more conducive to producing resistant bacteria than the short-term high-level doses used in people.
These resistant bacteria can contaminate human food during slaughter, processing, and food preparation.
The European Union has already banned all antibiotics for animal growth on farms. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration wants drug companies to voluntarily limit their antibiotics only to sick animals by prescription.
The agriculture industry won't budge, defending their practice as a proven way to produce low-cost meat. But follow-up studies in Sweden and Denmark show better handling of farm animals lowered their need for antibiotics, and prices did not jump.
More Americans are expected to die every year from antibiotic-resistant infections as bacteria continue to evolve, as fewer antibiotics are developed, and if practices remain unchanged.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.